What are some things you're thankful for? Hey guys, Andrew here with Unlocked, your daily key to open up your heart to God. Happy Thanksgiving. With all the turkey, stuffings, and cranberry sauce from a can, it has to be from a can, to be had today, it's only fitting to have a devotion about gratitude today, right? I mean, it certainly seems like the thing to do. Our devotion today is called Thankful, and it was written by Kara Campbell. For as long as I can remember, my grandma has always had a little hand-stitched sign in her home that reads, "There is always, always, always something to be thankful for." As a child, I loved that sign. And as I grew into adulthood, I began to understand just how meaningful it was. My grandparents lived out true gratitude. Their lives were not easy, and yet in the middle of trials and times of having little, they were so thankful. Why? Because they knew whatever happened, no matter how difficult or uncertain things were, they had it all. Because they had Jesus. They knew that no matter what, they were loved, forgiven, rescued, saved. They knew that no matter what, Jesus was there to walk beside them. They knew that no matter what, their identity in Him could never be touched. Their life with Him, both now and forever, was sure. And because they knew they belonged to Him, they could view life differently from the way the world does. They could be thankful in all circumstances. The hard ones, the good ones, the uncertain ones, and the joy-filled ones. A thankful heart radiates deep-rooted contentment and joy that are only found in Jesus. What if we viewed life in light of the sacrifice Jesus made for us when He died on the cross and in light of the gift He gave us when He rose back to life? What if we recognize that what He's given us is more than we could ever deserve and better than we could even imagine? So, rather than looking at what we don't have, we can remember that we have life and unshakable hope in Jesus. We can give thanks in the hard things because we know He's faithful and He's near. And we can give thanks in the good because we see how incredibly blessed beyond measure we are and how every gift comes from Him. In Christ, there's always something to be thankful for. So let's talk about this. Today's scripture reading is from 1 Thessalonians 5:18, as well as 23 and 24, as well as Hebrews 13, verse 5. Take a look at those verses. What are some of the hope-filled promises we have in Jesus? How does remembering those promises help us thank God no matter what? What are some other things you're thankful for? As we read in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus." Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you have younger siblings that might enjoy something like Unlocked but geared just for them? Check out our Keys for Kids devotionals at keysforkids.org. Now, we'd like to wish you, from all of us here at Unlocked, an awesome Thanksgiving. Until next time, I'm Andrew, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.